Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Jean-Paul Rudd is an attorney and partner at Adams & Adams. We wanted to ask him this question. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. Thanks for having me on your show.
So it's a very strange one, isn't it? Because we know to respect the confidentiality of anybody's medical condition. But at the same time, surely if it's a person of this prominence and this relevance in terms of public interest, and they're relying on it, surely they do away with that right.
Well, Howard, this is a very important topic, given the situation with the Zuma trial. Now, information about a person's health and healthcare is generally considered to be highly sensitive and personal. Therefore, this type of information generally enjoys statutory and common law protection in South Africa. The common law right of privacy prevents public disclosure of private facts, and the National Healthcare Act of 2003 makes it an offence to disclose patients' information or patients' information without their consent, except in certain circumstances, which I'll get to now. The Health Professions Council of South Africa, which regulates all medical practitioners, has also issued guidelines relating to, inter alia, the obligation to keep medical records confidential. Now, if we get to those exceptions that I mentioned, there are generally three circumstances where medical practitioners can release confidential clinical information without the consent of a patient. Now, the first one is normally when disclosure is required by a court, like we've now seen in the Zuma instance, and when disclosure is required by law, for instance, and disclosure is in the public interest. Now, to get to court orders, you generally find civil and criminal courts have powers to make orders requiring a doctor or any other healthcare practitioner to disclose confidential information for the purposes of the litigation. But usually such orders are only made following a third party having requested the information, in this case it would be the state, and the court having determined that there is an overriding public interest in the disclosure. So if we look at the Zuma situation, Judge Pitkin will now need to consider the state's request and decide on the public interest thereof. Now, in this case, Judge Pitkin has already done that and has, in fact, ordered the disclosure of those medical records. So at this stage, Mr. Zuma and his legal team find themselves in contempt of court by not providing that information. So what you would expect to see is that the NPA would approach Judge Kuhn again, more than likely in chambers or in open court, requiring an order forcing them to disclose this information, or they would be in contempt of court again.
Given the fact that they didn't bring this information by the 20th, doesn't that make them automatically in contempt anyway? Or does this just...
I believe so. So if Judge Kuhn specifically ordered them to disclose the information, they would definitely be in contempt of court, and then the state would need to bring an application seeking, you know, again, the imprisonment of Mr. Zuma or possibly a fine or something along those lines.
Unbelievable. It's just an incredible, incredible game that he continues to play. No matter, it's almost like he's allergic to complying with what is expected of him. He's unable to do it.
Yeah, we've unfortunately seen the dilatory tactics over the years. I mean, this has been coming for years and years and years. And I foresee it to continue going forward. Look, he's got a very good legal team and they know the loophole, so to speak. And, you know, they will use any such loophole to keep him out of prison or court, for that matter, as long as they can.
What are the implications on the medical team should they supply a document that is questionable?
Okay, so again, we need to look at the three exceptions. So if a medical doctor or nurse or whoever, medical practitioner, does not have the patient's consent, in this instance, Mr. Zuma's consent, they would only be allowed to provide it if the court required it, or if legislation required it, or if there's a public interest. So if they go and breach the duty to privacy, then they can actually be sued. There can be a civil case brought against them for the failure to respect the person's privacy. And obviously, they will be called before the HPCSA, the Health Professions Council, because they would be in breach of the guidelines that the HPCSA has brought out relating to the privacy of medical information.
Mm. And should they write something that their client asks them to write, but might not, strictly speaking, be accurate, they could, of course, put themselves at risk professionally there.
Very much so. So that would be highly unethical in terms of any sort of profession.
And I believe that is, and this is my speculation, and that is, I believe, why we haven't seen any presentation, not because of confidentialities, but because it's going to be difficult to find somebody who's prepared to put their name to a document that they aren't comfortable with. That is where we have to leave it. Jean-Paul Rudd, attorney and partner at Adams & Adams, talking to us about the Jacob Zuma situation.